getting today. That Saturday looks good, but then it looks like it's clearing up after that. So anyway, my friends, fire danger is still here, I would say. Now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about why it's nice and warm here. It is freezing. And how cold is it back east? Just how cold? What's a good expression about when somebody says how cold it is?
One that I can actually say on the air.
Yeah.
Actually, you can say about the one about the freezing the balls off a brass monkey, because it has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with British naval ships. And the monkey was the thing that the cannonballs were stacked on. And when the temperature changed, it would fall off. And that's where the term comes from.
You know, I knew that. I didn't expect you to say it, but I knew that.
It's perfectly legitimate.
But there's another one, but I'm not going to ask you because I'm not sure what you'll come up with next. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, how cold is it on the East Coast? Well, I'm going to tell you as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. We want to talk about what you want to talk about.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 7:15 in the morning on the 8th of January, 2014. I'll keep saying 2014. That's mainly for Bad Bob, who keeps thinking it's 2013, as everybody probably does until this time. Who hasn't written 2013 this year? 605-4567. Let me tell you what the show's going to be about today. We'll be on to like 7:30, and then Gary Katz is going to come on for about an hour, and then we'll open it back up again. Let's open it up for, kind of open line then. And then tomorrow we have, of course, the Chief on, and with Trish Clark. And then Friday we have Mark Beecham, who is going to be here. And last time, Mark doesn't hold back. He's been in the area a long time, writes for the Searchlight, writes for other areas. Okay, record-breaking cold. You know, we talked about it yesterday. You know, like 19 degrees in Atlanta and 12 in Memphis, and New Orleans is so cold that people are just, you know, they're walking around looking like popsicles. It is just cold. But how cold is it? All right, now Bob just said something that had something to do with British ships and cannonballs, but I'm going to tell you how cold it was. Hell froze over.
Yes.
That's right. Hell froze over. Hell, Pennsylvania, which is the name of a town there, along with several others that we won't mention, froze. It froze. So when you talk about how cold was it, it's so cold that hell froze over. And what do they call this now? They're calling this a polar... What is this thing they're trying
polar
to...
Vortex.
A polar vortex. Now, when's the last time they used the term polar vortex? Oh, it's when they started talking about globe, how the climate in was freezing. The globe was cooling off, you know, back in 74. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Then it was global. It wasn't like global warming. It was global cooling. And that was a big problem.
The new ice age.
Yeah, what the big problem that was. Well, wait a minute. If it's global warming, how can it be global cooling? How can it be? What? I'm so confused. Anyway, it's the forecasters said the forecast is actually not all that unusual. All 50 states saw freezing temperatures at some point Tuesday, and where it was 18 degrees in Mauna Kea, in Hawaii, 18 degrees in Hawaii, but it was up on the volcano. And it was 1 degree in Reading, Pennsylvania, and 2 in Trenton, New Jersey. You know, I'm just saying is that it's cold out there, but it's not cold here. And they also have these storms, and they have ice. They have the whole shooting match back there on the East Coast. But, okay, local unions. Did you see where, our own local unions tossed out the big union, our local public employees group here, I should say. The communication workers and others have tossed out SIEU, which is a very large union that has, you know, that's a national union. Why? They weren't being represented, they believed. They believed that they could do much better with their own local union, the Reading Independent Employees Organization. And Gary Katz is going to be in here later. We'll talk to him a little bit about that. But the city council said, fine, if that's what you want, that's great. You know, a lot of, you know, the big unions are getting thrown out. Millville throughout the, from the teachers union threw them out. Their unions. But I think what's happening here, and this is important, my friends, the people that the unions, these big unions are supposed to represent, are starting to believe and finally come to the realization is that they don't really represent what they believe. They're not trying to help them on the local levels. They're not trying to get better teachers. They're not trying to get, you know, shorter hours or more teachers hired. They're trying to do things like promote gun control, promote transgender, you know, bathrooms. They're trying to promote those liberal Democrats, Democratic ideals, Democrat ideals. And a lot of the people in the unions are saying enough of this. Unions dropped out because of Obamacare, because Obamacare killed some of the, you know, a lot of the union, the healthcare plans. They're starting to realize and that the large unions perhaps don't have their interest in their community and what they need in their best heart, in their hearts. And so if that happens, why not vote that out? Why not do away with a union that's not doing anything for you except taking your money and abusing the privilege? At this way, with you have a local union run by the people here, you've got something to say about it. You can go up to your union president, whoever that is, and say to him or her, you know what? You're not doing this right. You know, we should be doing it like this, or we should be looking at it like this. We should, you know, this is what we need here. And there's where your collective bargaining comes from. Not from somebody that doesn't even, you know, that doesn't even really care about the employees. And you need to think about that, that doesn't care about the employees. It puts a different representative in there every 6 months or something like this for training or whatever they do, but doesn't even know the people. Why would you want to be represented like that? So, let's see what happens with it. I think that it's a great idea. I think, you know, I applaud our local employees. You know, if you're going to have a union, at least have one that's here that you know where the money's going to go to. It's not going to go to make some guy extremely rich who lives in New York City because he wants to be close to the place, or he lives in a place that he chooses on your money. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey there, sports fans. Nate Abarea here. It is basketball season in the North State, and KCNR 1460 is hitting the hardwood this week with three straight days of radio basketball for your listening pleasure. Thursday, it's the Simpson University Redhawks hosting Menlo College. Women's action starts at 5 o'clock, men at 7 o'clock, live right here on KCNR. Friday, it's the high-flying Patriots of Liberty Christian High School heading out to Palo Cedro to take on the Redding Christian Lions. Tune in at 7 o'clock for that one on Friday night. And Saturday, we are back at Simpson University with the Redhawks hosting UC Merced. Coverage will start at 6 o'clock with the women's game, and the men will tip off at 8:30. It's all going down this week on the North State's radio home for local basketball, the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR, 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on her way back from South Ramento. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to our chat room, Twin. The latest. Oh, wait a minute. When we start talking about the temperature, you've got a 33-degree temperature here, right? And yet you can be 100 yards away and it's 40. Because it's 40 degrees when I was driving down until I parked here. Well, yeah, but that is, you know, my car's thermometer. It's based on the atomic thermometer clock. I get updates every microsecond from a testing stations all over the world. And I just have to punch it into my GPS and it tells me the exact temperature.
Okay. I could go into a lot of details about how we came up with an aggregate
anywhere
temperature.
In the world.
Yes.
Okay. At any time, just by hitting my GPS.
Those individual sensors, of course, are prone to errors, but okay.
So you're taking the word over a computer that's from someplace somebody plugs it in from 100,000 miles away, right?
It has to do with also the environment that the sensor is kept in. You may have driven down the road and you see somebody's out front thermometer registering, 90 degrees when you're wearing a jacket, and it just has to do with, it's like any other form of data, garbage in, garbage out.
Well, let me tell you some good data here.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. With great people down there, and it is 33 degrees or 38 degrees or 40 degrees, you still need a great cup of coffee, and the baristas there at Espresso Joe's will give it to you. They will fix you any type of coffee you want, lattes, espresso, and any of that. Walk next door to the greatest humidor in California. Walk-in humidor in California. They will meet or beat any prices of anybody in town at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. I was just pulling your leg about the GPS with giving me a thermometer, give me a reading from all over the world.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
See, I know, but you wouldn't say that because you wouldn't say that I didn't know that. Because you never say that I didn't know that. You just don't
say
anything.
I may not have been aware of it.
You know, you are as good as Ed McMahon. I'm not as good as Johnny, but you are as good as he is. Let's talk about Robert Gates the next few minutes. Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, wrote a book, a memoir. And if I can say this, it's a devastating look at the Obama White House and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton says, we fought against that for political reasons, and Obama agreed with her about moving people in, things that were said. We did that for politics. Now, she says that in a meeting in front of people. You have to wonder then about Benghazi. You have to wonder about things that she said in other times. I think this is going to come back, I hope, and haunt her. If she decides to run, she just, they just raised her super PAC committee, just raised $4 million for a shot at it. Other things, decisions made to please anti-war left wings. He said that he believed that Petraeus was gaming him, and they didn't trust, the White House staff did not trust their senior military leaders, which is probably why they've done such a great job in replacing people that had thoughts in their heads and putting in there people that agree with what they're saying. They had a distrust of the military. They have he said Petraeus, accused Petraeus of gaming him because Petraeus and the commander said, hey, look, putting a time frame on withdrawing troops is not a good idea. Then they just sit back. It's never a good idea to put a specific time frame in there. Well, did not like that. And, browbeat him during meetings, said things about him in front of people. Good leadership there, President Obama. Of course, nobody's accused you of that. Joe Biden, he said he didn't, I believe this, if this was a quote he had, was something that he didn't make a right decision in 4 years. And that Joe Biden was that he was not in what you would call an asset to, the decision making process. Now, the other things that Gates did say was that he thought, Obama showed a great deal of courage going after, bin Laden that day. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, good. Let's applaud him for that. He got bin Laden. But I was trying to think of who wouldn't do that. Who wouldn't go after him? Was it that nebulous a decision? I mean, was a decision that big a risk to send in a SEAL team, covert SEAL team to go into a place and hit it? And, and then if you find out it's wrong, okay, I mean, the SEAL team comes out, but if there was a chance, if there was an 80% chance, which is what people were thinking, that bin Laden was there, why wouldn't you do that? If you're willing to put people in harm's way, and other things, we're not willing to put people in harm's way in Benghazi, which is a lie. We're willing to put people in harm's way anytime. Anytime that a politician believes in it, they will do that. And that's okay. That's what we sign up for. That's what the military signs up for. We know it's not always going to be a great decision. But that's our job. Of course, then there's other great decisions afterwards that pulls your retirement pay after you've retired and makes changes in it. Oh, no. Hey, we'll get to that. Well, I haven't seen anybody get to it yet. We'll just take your pay after you're retired. I would like to see that happen to a congressperson. How about this? How about if we take a farm subsidy that's been given for that year? Say, hey, look, let's just reduce this. We're going to give this to you for the next 20 years. Let's just reduce this in 2 years. Oh, we're just going to take this much off. I mean, wait a minute. You've already earned this. Or no, that's not a good one because that's for the future. No, because they haven't already earned it yet. Of course, the veterans have. Can you imagine if you went to a union member in California and said, we're changing your retirement package after you've been retired for 8 years, 10 years? We'll talk about that too. Anyway, Robert Gates' book about serving the Secretary of Defense during the Bush and the Obama years. We'll be right back after these messages with Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. What happened there last night? Was it a fist fight? Or was it just people just gently agreeing or disagreeing with each other? You'll find out right after these messages.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or a guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:34 in the morning. It's 33 degrees out there. It's going to get up to like 58 today. Maybe 61. Maybe 62. 63. Nod your head when I get close, Bob. All right, just nod your head when I get close.
I'm married to a forecaster. I've given up trying to actually predict these things.
Well, just tell me what you think it's going to be.
I think it's going to be in the mid-60s,
okay,
depending on where you're at in the county.
Okay, when I'm out here saying that, just kind of like nod your head when you think I'm close. It's going to be sunny. No, it's going to be cloudy today. I'm just doing great on the weather. I'll just stay off that. But I am good at this. Redding Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership. Honda and Nissan. They are guys that are giving people great deals. The great deals and sales did not end over the new year. No. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Talk to them. This is a time to buy a new car. You know what? It's a new car, truck, or SUV, or a previously owned car, truck, or SUV. They've got it, and they have a outstanding sales staff, and they have an outstanding service center there, too. Very few times I had to take my Ford F-150 truck down there. They got it right back out. We had it fixed. No problems. Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177. I have Gary Cadd here, Redding City Councilman.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine.
Are you peachy?
Yeah, it is peachy fine.
Peachy fine. Okay. Wow. Last night, was there fist fights and brass knucks and everything at the Redding City Council? It looked like it in the paper. I mean, not that the paper's always right.
Well, guns were probably about ready to be drawn.
Okay,
no,
now
that's a joke.
I know it is. What's the problem? Is it the people talking to the council, or the council talking among themselves?
Well, actually, the issue that was brought up last night was started off with the council talking to each other, and
was the council talking to each other like during the meetings?
During the meetings.
During the open meetings where everybody can listen to y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's.
Are y'all being nasty to each other?
Well, and mainly for me, it's being interrupted. Other members start talking and go off in a direction where they're not even talking about the issue that were just before us at the time. And so last night again, I was brought up and said, "Well, Mr. Cadd, you're getting too far afield. You're through talking." That the mayor said, so I just clicked it off. I said, well, I'm getting interrupted again. So if we're being interrupted, who's doing the interrupting?
Okay.
So then it transgressed over to the folks that come and speak before us.
Well, I've been there a few times. I'm sorry, I just interrupted you.
go ahead.
But you took a breath and I hopped in there. I've been in there before, and some of the people, you know, a lot of the people that come in to speak, they're a little bit, not timid, but they've got, you know, nervous because they haven't done this before. They've got something to say, they come out and say it, and that's it, and that's great. However, there are a few that get in there and attack. And they mention people by name, and they say things about them. Mm-hmm. And it's the city staff, or it could be one of the city councilors, or the council members. But they get pretty directive and graphic and you can't really say anything because you can't address it. This is the time for somebody to say something. They've got 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
And you can say a lot in 3 minutes. And at the end of it. You just go on to the next person. And sometimes the same person comes up several times on different subjects.
Right. Well, and the thing with it is, you know, you have to be careful, from me anyway. In talking to other people, you talk to and about them as you would have somebody talk about yourself. So some of the things that are said are not appropriate. But by the Brown Act, which I wound up not even reading it last night, but the Brown Act does give great latitude to the populace to come forward and criticize.
As Jones says, this is a house that the people built.
That's
the taxpayers
right.
built. And you may not like to hear what they say. Now, if they come in there and say, you know, if they're attacks in the sense of, you know, wanting people to, you know, get lynch ropes and, you know, and pitchforks. That's different than somebody just saying you did a bad job or, you know, you're in collusion with somebody else and all those kind of things. I mean, but still, I'm not so much concerned about that. I don't go to a lot of the city council meetings. You know, I go to a few. I haven't heard you all getting after each other. But then again, I haven't been to all the meetings.
Well, there's been times when I make comments on an issue, and then somebody makes comments about my comments, and the same with Mr. Jones. But the thing that boils down to is, for years, we had councils with the city that voted 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0 on down the road. Well, the 5-0 days are over. It is time that we've got issues before the city that we need to be dealing with. And at the moment, it's wound up being 3-2, 3-2, 3-2. And the two are Mr. Jones and myself. And it's when we see an issue and we speak to the issue the way that we feel the issue should go. Sometimes in speaking that way, others come back and interrupt, or others come back and say, well, that isn't right. We need to go over here. Well, Mr. Jones and I have every right to make the comments we're making. I mean, we're not cursing anybody out. We're not. I mean, we're being straightforward with where, from the heart, we feel these issues should go. We may not wind up being in the affirmative on the vote, but that's it. Now, if that's the way the council is being splintered, I don't see that changing at all, because we're standing for what we believe is right.
What's last year, if I remember right, it was 3-2 the other way. A lot.
Yeah, that's.
And now it's switched. And that's, I mean, Rick Bassetti mm-hmm. has changed his votes.
Well, sir,
now, I shouldn't say changed his votes, but, where it used to be the three of you all voting as a group, and now it's, Francie, Missy, and Rick, in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. voting that way. Well, yeah. What's changed?
You'd have to talk to Mr. Bassetti, because if I knew, sir, I could tell you.
Okay. Because
I don't
well,
know.
Rick's going to be on next week, and he's the mayor, and we want to mm-hmm. talk about this coming year and all that. Mm-hmm. But we've had people commenting on it. So, yeah, we can ask him. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We come back. Let's talk about, there's two big things that are going on right now. Mm-hmm. Land deals and unfunded liabilities. And, yes. And actually the Sacramento, legislators down in Sacramento have actually started to address this and start paying these things down. So mm-hmm. what impact will that have on us? And I know you've been following this really closely. In fact, you and Kurt Starman came in here one day talking about mm-hmm. unfunded liability. So obviously you all believe in that. Right. And I want to talk about REU a little bit too.
Yep.
All right. So we'll be right back after these messages.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. 7:45 in the morning here on the 8th of January. Almost set up myself. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Spray Service, located out on Airstrip Road. But if you have need of help to control pest, weeds, do some tree spraying, lawn treatments, and especially in those lawn treatments, they are outstanding. We're having to come over and fix our yard, what's left of it. After I've been working on it for 5 years, it may take them a little while to fix it. Redding Spray Service, give them a call at 221-3007, locally owned, of course, 20 years experience, residential and commercial. I've talked to people that have used them, and they just also, and other people that have used them, not just us, but they are just really happy with Redding Spray Service. You know, it's, you got pests, you got weeds, you got any of that stuff out there by your road, on the sidewalks, any of this stuff, give them a call, 221-3007. Check out their website, readingspray.com. They have those little cute commercials, too. Our guest is Gary Cadd, Reading City Councilman. Okay, let's start with unions. Y'all voted last night to allow a new union or new bargaining unit mm-hmm. to come in because the local guys kicked out SIEU.
They kicked SIEU out and they've got,
Is that the right word to use, kicked them out?
Well, they removed
Voted them out. And the reasoning behind it, Bruce Ross had a pretty good editorial today about it. It doesn't mean that's happening everywhere, but they didn't feel like they were being represented. So how does that impact on us as citizens?
Well, it impacts that they're going to have a new union and a new union negotiators, and we're having to sit down and negotiate with them on their first contract. So at this point now, all we've done is just recognize their new union, and then we're going to sit down and talk with them. And I think the talks are probably in the process, but so it's just that Reading employees have decided they wanted to change unions, and that's what they've done.
Okay. And they're looking for somebody that's closer to home.
Right.
You know, I think if you have somebody closer to home, you can see where the money's going, too. And that there's probably things that SIEU has supported that maybe they don't want their money going to. I mean, this is a conservative area up here, mm-hmm. and that maybe they don't want their money to go to some of the things that are happening that SIEU, supports. Okay. Let's start talking about, okay, we've got unfunded liabilities, which we want to hit too, but how about the land deal? They're here, we're talking about, it was in the paper, I think, a couple of weeks ago or something like that. We've been talking about, we've got all sides on, we're going to have all sides on again too. But it's now that the appraisals have come in, what happens?
Well,
in your opinion,
the city, met today's Wednesday. Uh-huh. I believe the city met Monday, late Monday morning with the McConnell people. And the outcome of that meeting, I don't know what it was.
Okay.
They haven't announced it. But they're looking at the third appraisal.
Do you know how much the third appraisal was?
$175,000.
For 14 acres of land?
Acres, yeah.
Was that based on the fact that it had a lease on it?
Yes. And so
wasn't there another appraisal that the city had?
The city first, had The first appraisal by McConnell was for $75,000.
Right.
Then the city's appraisal at the same time came in at $443,000.
Why the big disparity?
It's the way that they set up doing an appraisal.
Okay, one was with lease, one was without lease.
Well, no, both were with lease.
Okay.
But both were looking at the property value. I mean, mm-hmm. you can look at under a lease, and the property's worth a certain amount, it's gonna mm-hmm. graduate. So, McConnell wanted to give $75,000 for the 14 acres. The city was asking by their, figure, $443,000. And then when the two of them were not within 15% of each other.
Right, they have to get a third.
So they got the third one, and that was, the $175,000.
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between. But having said that now, the Duff and Phelps, I think it is, was the company that did the third one. Mm-hmm. And they also put a fair market value. And the fair market value came out, I think, at $4.39 million. Was the fair market value for the property. So,
well, if the fair market value for the property is how much?
$4.39 million.
What's that based on?
Well, it's based on what the value of the property would be. In other words, the property is worth something. It's
right.
Not just sitting
if it's
there.
Just okay. But so if you had that property and you were in the city was selling it, they could sell it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come you're? It's because there's a lease on it, right?
Because the lease is on the property.
Well, the lease is on the property,
right? But the problem with that is, though, Carl, at some point in time, let's say, for instance, that the city accepts $175,000 just. To throw it up there.
Okay.
All right. And the sitting at the table is McConnell on one side and the city on the other side.
Right.
The paperwork's passed back and forth and they both entities sign it. Then there's a check going from the McConnell side to the city side.
Right.
Once that check comes across, then the city doesn't own that property any longer.
They can do anything they want with it then.
That's right. Then what happens to the lease then? One of the two entities in the lease is no longer owns the property, okay?
Well, the other side owns the property. You sold it to them. They can do anything they want with it.
That's right. So then where's the lease then? The lease goes away. If
right.
the lease goes away, then that property is not worth the $175,000 they just paid for it. It's worth,
whatever they want.
Twinkle, twinkle going
on. I don't know. I'm not sure what that is.
But it's worth in essence then the $4.39 million.
And there is the rub then.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying is that even though the appraisals have come in at the highest one is at 425.
443.
Or 443. One was at 75 and then the other one was 175. So that's in the middle there. That's the third one. If they accept that at 175, though I've heard that this is just a beginning of a bargaining, you know, mm-hmm. place. I mean, it could go up higher. But we're using that just arbitrarily.
Right.
Whatever the figure is.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's signed, you're saying is at that point, then of course the lease is off because you have a new agreement, a new, totally new owner. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to round that up because I have to take a break. And because I want to come back and say, is there codicils and those kind of things you can put on it? But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Gary Cadd, Radio City Councilman is our guest. We're talking about the sale of the land, 14 acres down on the river there. To the McConnell Foundation for future buildings down there, or future development. And what does that come under, too? So I want to talk about that. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot.
Do you feel me?
Do you feel me?
Do you care?
Do you care? We care. That's why we have, you know what, that's why we have all people on there talking about local politics and everything else around here. Cause we care. We do care. Hey, we want to talk about our friends down at Bastiani Arms. You know what? He's got ammunition. At least he did yesterday. We're talking about 38 specials down there on Larkspur Lane. Not only that, but he's got all types of guns that you can buy and specialized services, gunsmithing, and you're talking to people that are here, your neighbors, that actually want to help you, that they're going to be there. They're a full service gun shop at Bastiani Arms. They've got all types of other things there for sale too. Cleaning equipment, reloading equipment, powder. You name it, they've got it at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur there. Head on down there, see them, see what they have. Like I said, they had a lot of ammunition there the other day, so it's a good place to stop by. I probably would go by there today and find out if they have none left because they sell it so fast. Okay, our guest is Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. I'm not too concerned. We only got a couple minutes left here, Gary, because we're going to hold you over to the other side. The fact is, I guess then is the big question. We've got people here commenting on it about why not have an auction, why not, do these things. But they've got 5 acres of land for the hotel. Mm-hmm. And they want the rest of it because it's so they can develop other things. And they were talking about planetariums and IMAX theaters and all these. Correct. These were the plans for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what I heard. And so everything would have to do with education because the land was originally given to them or leased to them for educational purposes, for Turtle Bay and that, mm-hmm. which they've done. And I frankly love it. But the rest of the land they're looking at as, from what I've heard, is developing it in support of that concept.
Sure. I agree with you.
But there's nothing in there that says they have to.
Nope.
Do you envision what that they put in condos?
There will be. I really don't know. There will be no deed restrictions. The city at one time in these negotiations back last spring or early summer, I believe had 12 deed restrictions that they were going to put on this, this deal. And McConnell said absolutely none, that there'll be no deed restrictions. So there'll be no deed restriction if we're going to be governed by what has been said in the past.
Okay. Well, then I guess the other question then would be, this makes no difference to the unions though, when it comes to, prevailing wage. No matter what they sell it for.
Yeah, it, well, and unless it's sold for fair market value, then the unions will be satisfied as far as their prevailing wage. But
okay.
The way it is now, we're walking into a prevailing wage problem, and the city will be involved with that. Now, granted that McConnell has said that they will indemnify the city and pay our legal bills, but that's...
Well, how can we be... But if they pay the appraised value of it, mm-hmm. but the appraised value... And as one of our real estate people online said, you can get fair market value, make it say anything. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. I want to finish this up on the other side. Plus talk about these unfunded liabilities, and there's maybe going to be some changes coming down the road here that not going to be good. And what you think is going to happen this year too. I'm talking to all of our city councilors about that.
Yeah.
Council people. All right. We'll be back after the news. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Gary Catt. We're talking about the city council meetings. We're talking about land deals. We're going to talk unfunded liabilities, a couple other things. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates is critical of President Obama's White House in his new memoir. SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
According to the New York Times and the Washington Post, which obtained advance copies of the book Duty, Gates criticizes President Obama's leadership and his commitment to the Afghanistan war. The former Pentagon chief also questions Vice President Biden's foreign policy judgment and complains about power struggles with national security staffers inside the White House. Gates is a former CIA director who served as defense secretary during the Bush and Obama administrations. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a private survey by payroll processor ADP shows U.S. businesses added the most jobs in a year in December, powered by a big gain in construction jobs. ADP says companies added 238,000 jobs in December, up slightly from 229,000 in the previous month. The figures add to evidence that the economy gained momentum at the end of 2013. While the Senate continues to debate on restoring emergency unemployment benefits, House Speaker John Boehner has weighed in with his own requirements.
The Ohio Republicans saying the House will consider the legislation only
if it was paid for and if there were provisions that we could agree to that would get our economy moving again and put the American people back to work.
Boehner vowing the House will continue to focus on what he considers the real problem, the lack of jobs.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. A U.S. defense official says four crew members were killed when an Air Force Pave Hawk helicopter crashed in a coastal area of eastern England. Chief Superintendent Bob Scully describes the area for Sky News.
The actual crash site itself I would describe as an area of debris on difficult terrain in the marsh that's about the size of a football field.
The crash occurred during a training mission. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Prosecutors say scores of retired New York City police officers, firefighters, and prison guards have been charged with faking psychiatric problems to get federal disability benefits. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr. made the announcement.
72 of those defendants are former NYPD officers. 8 are former FDNY firefighters. 5 are former employees from the New York Department of Corrections. And 1 is a former officer with the Nassau County Police Department.
The district attorney says 4 ringleaders coached the officers on how to falsely describe symptoms of depression and other mental health problems. The officers received payouts as high as $500,000. Investigators say footage shows Formula One legend Michael Schumacher was skiing well off of a groomed trail in France when he lost his balance and crashed. He's hospitalized with critical head injuries. This is SRN News. A last-minute shopping surge helped holiday sales wrap up better than expected, according to one measure. But as SRN's Jeremy House reports, stores had to discount heavily to lure in shoppers.
ShopperTrack, which tracks data at 40,000 stores in the U.S., says sales for November and December combined increased 2.7% to $265.9 billion. While that was better than the data service's 2.4% forecast for the season, it was below the 3% gain seen in 2012. The number of customers in stores fell 14.6% for November and December combined.
After decent performance in November, sales at stores had been weak for most of December as shoppers held back for the best deals. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords reportedly plans to mark 3 years since she was severely injured in a mass shooting in Tucson by skydiving today in Arizona. That shooting killed 6 people. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning here on January the 8th, 2014. In case you forgot, our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Repartee going
nice
back
dialogue,
and forth
yeah.
there. Yeah, dialogue in the chat room is really good. Well thought out arguments. People are being succinct. They're talking to each other in a courteous tone, unlike city council meetings. This, you know what? I've got Gary Cadd here from Reading City Council. I couldn't pass that one up. Today, it's going to be a great day today, but let's start off, and it's always a great day. Today, Wednesday is a great day. It's because it's hump day. But let's go to our friends at our Wells Fargo Advisors, Chris Lasondat. Chris, how do you feel today?
I'm feeling pretty good today, Carl.
That's good.
And the markets are mixed, and volume's kind of light, so we just got to take it as it goes.
Yeah, well, that's life.
Yes, it is. Well, currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 71 points at 16,460. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1838, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 13 points at 4165. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 185 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $3.57 at $543.61, Microsoft down 47 cents at $35.94, Facebook up 13 cents at $58.05, and Intel's down 19 cents at $25.40. Of local interest, Safeway down 3 cents at $31.95, Home Depot up 24 cents at $81.74, Costco down $1.52 at $114.34, and Tri-County's Bank is down a penny at $27.63. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.99%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.42. Oil's down 42 cents a barrel at $93.25. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $7.89 an ounce at $12.23.90. Silver's off 45 cents at $19.41 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 8:05 and 7:05 and 9:05 right here on KCNR. when you want to find out what's going on, just as you just listened to, he gives a very, very, comprehensive, succinct look at what's happening at Wall Street. And I can't say enough about that, because they're the ones that can help you with your investments, tell you what's going on, tell you which way to go with your, say you've got that money there to, and is it time to get back in the market? Is it time to, what kind of investment should you make? Well, they're the ones that'll do it. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. And, Bad Bob, tell me what's going on with the weather.
All right. Well, we've got a 10% chance of rain, 30% chance tonight, and if it does rain, it's only going to be about maybe a tenth of an inch, and that's going to continue through tomorrow. Weather rest of the week mixed, but we're not looking at any appreciable precipitation. Right now in Reading, we are showing about 34 degrees. This forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793.
Okay, hey, look, let's go to the phones real quick. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, and how are you, young lady?
I'm doing very well, actually.
I'm glad. Did you have a good New Year's Eve?
Yeah, for the most part. It's the first year we had one with a baby, so we did not make it past 10. But we just stayed home, played some board game stuff. It was a lot of fun, you know, really good family time.
That's good. That means is you'll be doing that. It'll be like that for the next 18 years. So
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, no, okay.
Now I feel bad. I always made fun of my parents for going to bed early and
now you
don't
are one.
Do that anymore. Yeah.
Now you are them.
Yep.
Okay, hey, you're calling about there's something going on, right?
There is. On January 10th, down in Chico, we're having a town hall meeting at the Elks Lodge. It starts at 7. This Saturday, January the 11th, we're going to be in Orland at 11 and Willows at 3 p.m., two more town hall meetings. And here in Reading, we're going to have a town hall meeting on January the 18th, 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. And we do encourage everyone to attend, especially if you have questions about the state of Jefferson, so that we can answer them for everyone.
That's right. All these are for state of Jefferson Jefferson
yep.
meetings to answer any questions, because there are a lot of questions out there from people.
Yeah.
How are you going to do it? How do you think it can be pulled off? Where's the money coming from? Where's the infrastructure? All these things. And these will all be answered at that, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get all the questions answered. Seating is limited, though, and we do expect a very large crowd. So definitely get there early. So if you have a very pressing question, you can catch us before the meeting even starts.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Kayla. Give
All
us
right.
remind
okay.
us remind us again as we get closer to.
I definitely will.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, you know, one of the things that she says she went to bed at 10 o'clock because you know babies. Well, we go to bed and we need sleep because we're up at 4:30 or 5 every morning for the shows here. And one of the reasons that we can sleep so well, of course, is our sleep number beds. My number is 35, and Linda's sleep number is 40. And so it's a type of thing that we gave ourselves a great gift for at the end of last year and for the next 20 years is being able to sleep. And being able to sleep on a sleep number bed with a dual air technology is just made all the difference in the world. And, we talk about it and people, gosh, we're tired here, and you say it. Well, you know what? Don't be tired. Go down there and try it out. Anybody that has realizes that this is the technology, it's a proven technology to improve sleep quality and relieve back pain. And right now you can get some really great deals. Queen mattresses start at just $699, and it's the lowest prices of all seasons. Save up to $800 on our newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale ends very soon, so you need to go to the store and down there and talk to Brian and the people and find out what's right and what's working for you. Now, they're located in the Target Shopping Center over there behind McDonald's in their own area. So head on over to our Sleep Number stores. This is the time to do it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Reading City Councilman Gary Catt is still with me. We're going to talk unfunded liabilities and a couple other questions about the land deal, too, before he has to leave. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindemann. It is about 35 degrees out there today, going up to the mid-60s. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you have a question for Redding City Councilman Gary Cadd, we're talking about the sale of the land over at the over there in the Turtle Bay area there to the McConnell Foundation and, you know, the what could happen and all that. You know, Gary, the people can build. They can – McConnell Foundation can build the hotel. I mean, that's already been approved and everything.
5 acres.
So all that's parts. Done. They can build a hotel. Now we're talking about the other – what, another 14 acres or,
well,
or
no, another? An additional 9 acres.
Okay, an additional 9 acres. 14. So we're talking about – okay, that. Now, the thing is that we need to develop – I would, you know, not developing that property down there when we could – is a great idea. Now, somebody said, well, why can't you just auction it off or sell it to the highest bidder or something like that? Well, you can't because
the lease.
The lease is on it. And McConnell Foundation has a 99-year lease.
No, the Turtle Bay has
the, or Turtle Bay. I'm sorry. Turtle Bay has a 99-year lease.
Actually, they have a 55-year lease with an option for an additional 55 years.
So what they've done is you've got you can't auction it off. You can't sell it because Turtle Bay has a lease on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, McConnell Foundation wants to buy the other 9 acres. And when they do that, if – I think the main rub with people is, well, if they get it for nothing, then now they've got all of this, they've got 14 acres of land that's worth millions of dollars, which somebody has done fair market value, whatever that is, on it, and says, well, now they've got this, and they've got it for $75,000. Now, my gosh, they can then sell it if they want. Is that true?
Well, sure. I mean,
because it's their land.
They have title to the property.
I mean, okay. Now, like I said, what I've heard is planetariums, IMAX, things to support Turtle Bay. That's the whole mission in there.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've heard. Then I
is that in writing anywhere? Or?
Not that I know of, because the city doesn't have any idea what they're going to do with the property.
Okay.
Which direction they're going or what's going on. From what I'm being told, the city has no idea. that they're not saying anything, a hotel, 5 acres, we want the 14, that's it. See, you gotta stop and remember, first of all, they wanted 57 acres. Mm-hmm. Then there was an option for 20 acres. Mm-hmm. Well, then they dropped 6 of those acres, which was probably the Raptor Park, and I have a feeling that some of those in there were probably parks that would need a 4/5 vote, and that's why they were subtracted from the 19, whatever it was, down to 14.18, mm-hmm. and that's why they're at where they are today. So, but as far as what's going to go in there, the city doesn't have any idea. If the city does, if Mr. Bassetti and Mr. Starman, who's doing the negotiating, I believe, I'm pretty sure it's just those two, if they know, they're not saying, and they're not saying, so I don't think that McConnell has made mention of what's going to happen.
How would you vote for it? What would make your vote go one way or the other?
Well, how can my vote be anything but for fair market value when we have $200 million worth of unfunded pensions that are staring us in the face that's going to kill us? I mean, I know I've just changed the subject.
Well, no, we're going to go to that next.
But yeah. at the same time, where would my vote be going for the people of the city of Reading if I voted in favor of this deal at the prices that we're speaking of?
Okay.
I think people ought to take me out and hang me up and string me by my thumbs if I voted yes on this. I mean, quite truthfully, because it's throwing money away.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and get back on schedule here. And we're going to come back. Let's talk about those unfunded liabilities.
Sure.
And what we're facing here, what you think we're facing here this year. We'll be right back after these messages.
Salas, join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
This is Ted Lighting at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a 5-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's 8:23 in the morning, 35 degrees out there, going up to the mid-60s today, be cloudy. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people. And they are, I can talk about Alliance Heating and Air because we use Alliance Heating and Air. They come in and they do, the work on our heating and cooling systems, of course, but now they're going to put in a hot water system for us. And I just, am so happy about that. And I'll tell you, well, and, you know, frankly, I'll just tell you how it goes when we, after it's all finished this week. But anyway, I want you to give them a call at 221-2642 because they're here. They can fix anything. They give you warranties. They give you guarantees. And the people are just absolutely professional. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Reading City Councilman Gary Catt is my guest. Gary, unfunded liabilities.
Mm-hmm. $200 million problem.
Okay, you know what? I see this. I see the, our assembly says that they're going to try and start fighting this, or start paying down the unfunded liabilities. But first, we want to talk to. Never mind. She's off the phone then, right? Okay. Good. All right. That was from before. Got it. I was didn't want having somebody waiting too long. Okay. The unfunded liabilities, $200 million. Dollars. I thought it was 300.
Well, actually, it is about 340 million by the time you start adding in the 100 and some odd million for post-retirement health care. But that isn't part of the pension problem.
Okay.
So the pensions themselves, that's roughly, you know, this is actuarial numbers, so they have a tendency of changing and usually going up. But it's roughly about $215 million short-funded on pensions between CalPERS and
okay.
CARD.
Okay. Now, people say you shouldn't worry about this because you'll be paying it off as money comes in and all this.
But there's a problem.
I mean, aren't there people that say that?
Oh,
that
yeah.
This isn't true. Yeah, that money's owed out there, but it'll be paid as taxes come in and all those things.
See, there's a problem, though. CalPERS came out with what they call the circular letters. They come out with those quite often. The one they came out with last spring was saying, okay, Reading, you have a 200 and something million dollar shortfall, and we are going to give you an escalation formula here to we're starting in fiscal year 15-16. We're going to start increasing your pension payments to the CalPERS by $1.1 million, and that will escalate at that amount up until 1920, which will be $5.7 million.
2020.
So when you do this, and there are several other actuarial assumptions added to this. So by 2020, we could be paying either $10.1 million more or $15.1 million.
But it's going to be
more.
At least ten. Okay, now we're saying this because we've cut. But how does this compare to what it was before? In other words, we were paying X amount of dollars into the system when things were flush.
Mm-hmm.
And was it more than this? I mean, in other words, if we're going to have to pay this to make up the difference, right, of all the losses,
right?
Our city will have to pay $10 million
a year more.
Now
the losses, if they have any losses, that's going to come in on top of what we're talking about here. See, these unfunded portions here were all when they gave pension increases, and when they did, they became effective on the date that increase was put into effect. Well, that's fine, but what the city of Reading did. The state of California put this into law, and the city went along with it, was they made it retroactive back to the first day that individual hired on with the city.
Okay.
So, in other words, from day one paying forward, we've paid for it. We're all paid up on that. It's all what was made retroactive is what's going to kill us.
Well, why don't we do, why don't you introduce something into the for the city council to do is in the future. You do cost of living allowances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Increases.
Now for us, you mean?
Well, I mean, does the city do cost of living increases
depends upon whichever contract it is.
Well, let's just cut that back percentage like the House of Representatives and the Senate did to veterans.
I wish we could, but see, we have to wait till those contracts become open and negotiable, and then we could do something like that.
I was being facetious.
I know you were, but I mean, that's.
I mean.
Yeah, I know.
You know, frankly, if whatever's in the contract, veterans don't have contracts. Well, they we thought we did. Okay, so now we've got this much money that has got to be spent. Now, if we don't, this means that it's like 73 cents of every dollar goes to salaries and healthcare pensions, and pensions
right,
and all that.
Right.
If we have to go up to 75 cents per dollar, two more cents, mm-hmm. what's that going to do to the city?
Well, the city's going to turn around at some point in time, and they're going to start having budget reductions as we had from 08 up till mid-11.
What else can we reduce? What can we reduce in your idea, in your heart of hearts?
Well, what's the biggest draw in the general fund? Wages. And pensions.
Right. So you'd have to cut people.
So we're going to have to cut people.
Well, but we've already cut, like, police. We're back. You know, our police numbers are down.
Down to 98 from, we were at 119 at a high.
Yeah.
And Chief Paletti would, if he were sitting here with us right now, would says, give me community service officers.
He wants 12 more community service officers.
Right. Well, see, at one time we had, 17, 18 of them?
Yeah.
And totally we're down 43 individuals from the Reading Police Department.
Right.
That's not all sworn officers, but that, So we need that. Look at the fire guys. Two to a truck. We've got all stations open. We've got two to a truck. That's not what we should be having.
No,
and we're looking at going the wrong way unless we do something about this pension thing and we start really getting it.
Well, how are we going? We got a minute here. I'm going to hold you beyond again.
Mm-hmm.
How can we get our arms around it? What is the way to do it? People have got contracts. We seem to be giving raises. I mean, so we must be doing well enough to give people raises. Even though they haven't had a raise in years, I understand it. In fact, I haven't been really that opposed about it, since they haven't had a raise in a long time, and you've plus cutting back on Fridays and all these other things. But still, what's the city council going to do? And the next city council, which is going to be this year, somebody's going to be elected that's new.
Well, I'm just going to have to say this. Part of the reason that the council has the problem they have is because two people on the council say we've got to stop giving these raises, we've got to get this under control. And then the other folks on the council say there's nothing we can do, we have to keep going the way we're going. And this is where the problem is. And it does cause friction amongst us because there's nothing we can do about it. Now, we have 26 positions that are not filled with REU. Well, are we going to turn around and give them a 15% increase in pay? Because consider now, for every dollar that we give an individual in a wage increase, if it's non-public safety, it's 43 cents additional pension payments. So we're adding to the pension payment for every time you give them a dollar raise.
Well, and from what I understand from an article in the paper, was that it's not just our REU, it's having a problem though. It's all electric utilities across the United States.
All across.
So, I mean, is it money? Is that the answer?
Well, and it's just like if you...
It's usually the answer.
Well, it usually is, but if you Google, electrical, people, you're finding out a tremendous number of them across the country on unemployment. So if they're on unemployment, something's wrong with this picture.
Yeah.
This is something we're going to start digging into
and
really finding more about it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'd be interested in that because I just saw where y'all just voted to give another $60,000 to REU for upgrades in their air conditioning and security systems. We'll be right back.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way back from SAC today. 8:35 in the morning. 37 degrees out there. What's it look like today there, Bad Bomb?
Got a 10% chance of rain. We have partly cloudy skies at the moment. High today will be near 60, 30% chance of rain tonight. However, even if we do see some wet stuff, it's not going to be more than about a tenth of an inch, far short of what is needed. And the chance of rain will continue through tomorrow. As we head into Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Rain likely, though, on Saturday. And this report, as always, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, our customers are warm friends.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans there. And we have a great time getting a haircut. Bob and I go down there and we exchange pleasantries with everybody. And so many others go down to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. I've just held you over because it's been a while since you've been on. And there's a lot of subjects here. And I'm going to have every one of the city council people on. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk and see what they think because obviously they think different than you. And Rick Bassetti, our mayor, is going to be on next week. And I know Rick has different viewpoints. I think what I believe, though, I truly believe this, is everybody has the best. This is the way I think Reading can move forward in the best way. There's completely different viewpoints on how to do that. Going back to the when you go back to the unfunded liabilities, to me, the more money we pay out, when we start talking about REU. We talk about that multi-million dollar building. Is that going to be a bond also?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so who?
11.4 million.
Okay, 11.4 million. But they had $4 million that came up extra, right? Did that have something to do with it? There was a $4 million found or something like that. I have to go back and look at it. It's been a while.
I don't. Between the putting together the police department, of which I was in favor of doing that, because we've got to do it.
Yeah.
And then this building out there on Airport Road, I'm a total no on that one. We've got, you know, because you stop and look at the unfunded pensions and you look at our bond indebtedness. Our bond indebtedness is close to $700 million. That'll be $675 million. You start putting all this pension indebtedness and bond indebtedness together, and we're probably getting close to 60% of the city's net worth is encumbered. And I, to me, that's not a safe number.
Okay. Going back to the unfunded liabilities again, the we're going to have to pay more. It's going to be coming up here and next year and all this. And what's left to cut? And we don't want to talk about the police. We don't want to talk about fire. Those are the two things, frankly, that government should do is first responders and protect us and keep the infrastructure up. I think, I mean, obviously the infrastructure is in trouble.
Well, infrastructure is in trouble. We've got pump station one, the water station, pump station one needs to be moved. That's about a $20 million project. Foothill water treatment plant up here on Eureka Way, which is 40% of the water, especially for West Reading, blew a fuse last June, and they were down for about close to 24 hours. And REU jumped on the ball, put a new fuse in there, which wasn't REU's fault. Fuses do blow.
Mm-hmm.
But it took them quite a length of time to go through all the patches to get the plant back up and running again because it's so old and antiquated. And it needs to be redone. So we're looking probably at maybe $30 million to take care of a water issue, not even mentioning the streets, roads, water, stormwater, and sewer lines. So we're talking that, and then we're going to put all this money into the pensions are coming up that this CalPERS is going to be forcing us to do. So we have some real problems coming at us, and we'd better be doing. And to me, the community needs to have a conversation about these issues, about how we want to go, because we cannot lay off any more police. We cannot lay off fire. If we cannot do that, then the other city employees are at risk. So somewhere
leaves like raising taxes, putting surcharges.
Well, that's one thing. Somebody had made mention, well, we're going to, let's raise the sales tax. Well, the problem with that is in the sales tax receipts we've been getting for the last 24 months, the largest sector of our economy is car sales. Well, if you turn around and you raise sales tax, you've just driven the car sales to Tehama County. So you've got a problem you're going to walk into there. So, again, we need to have a conversation. I know some within the Chamber of Commerce want to talk about sales tax. I'm ready to talk to them. Let's sit down and talk and figure out how we need to get this done.
We need to have a dialogue here because I think people don't realize this could really impact. You know what? But we're going to change the subject here totally because we have Linda on the line. Good morning, honey.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, how about that? The Kings, I'm in Sacramento. I was at a Kings game last night. They won.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to, from what I understand.
Oh, and they were playing Portland, who's a fantastic team. We went down, I was guest of a Five Star Bank, and we sat with the Five Star Bank people. It was very interesting because, you know, they are really into business developing. So I met all kinds of interesting people that were developing businesses, and of course their bankers, which Five Star started in Sacramento. So that was really a very interesting thing to see, you know, commerce moving and things happening and positivity and all that stuff. So that was great. The Kings won, and then you couldn't imagine four giggling girls pulling through, a Burger Joint, Burger King, which is right across from our hotel, trying to figure out who wants a hot fudge sundae and cookies. It was just like a scene. But anyway, so I just wanted to share with you, it's great to hear you, Gary. It's great to know that, you know, that we have such great support. It's really awesome. You know, sometimes you know it, but then when you go out of town and you hear it from, you know, people who had to make final decisions to help us grow are just totally into it. So anyway, there, I just want to share that.
Here's the thing is that I think you're right that we've got this year and you and I've talked about it that, we need to, look forward and go up high for our, in Reading in the North State this year and move forward with business and everything because if we don't, we're going to be in more trouble. So it's good to hear is that people have got, you know, good views that way and
people have good views. They're moving forward
go ahead. Well, we need you home.
Everybody's still asleep. I got dressed. I'm downstairs. I'm sitting in a nice little Marriott that's right, you know, right off the freeway. Yeah. And And I drove last night, so I was designated driver, and it was a blast. It was a blast, and it was positive all the way around. But more so, even though that we went came down to see the Kings, was about the people. We were in the 5-star, like I said, area, and to hear the stories about people that are, you know, helping to develop other businesses, that was fascinating to me. So I think that's one of the biggest things I wanted to share today, is that 2014 is going to be a very prosperous, a very moving forward year. So I'm glad to hear that we're on the same wavelength there. Anyway, love you guys, and I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow.
You bet.
I'll see you later today.
I hope. I mean, I'm going down there and partying down there. Okay. All right, honey. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Gary Katz, my guest. We got a lot of comments here in the chat room. Man, I tell you what, people are firing up about this thing. We'll be right back. We have somebody on the line. We'll be right back after these messages.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to get. Who's gonna make our telephone ring?
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there. In-store deli and the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of foods and supplements. You've got it. You name it, they've got it. And they are friendly down there. They help everybody. They give classes on nutrition and health. And what can I say? They've got one of the founding areas for amazing foods for life, gluten-free mixes. So you can do your buns and cookies and muffins in the morning. They're on Locust Street there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center area, or give them a call at 244-9141. And Angel, thank you for your comments. And Dan Fagan is doing well. Dan is our afternoon drive show host, the only live one in the North State. And Dan is really interesting, and he's got a lot to say. So he starts at 3 o'clock every day. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for all your efforts, Councilman Cadd. I've attended about 30 city council meetings and have spoken. I'm not sure if it's I've used good decorum at times, but I've spoken a number of times. Gary Cadd is consistent. I've watched body language, his information. He studied the issues in depth, which is evident when you interview him. And he's willing to say no. If he can't, if the city can't afford it, it cannot afford it. And all the wishing and the nice words and put a wonderful spin on it, like Councilman Cadd said last night, how can you put a wonderful spin on $200 million debt? But three of them want the wonderful, and two for sure, and I watch body language, and they're consistent that they have no clue. I can tell that by what they contribute to the conversations, if there is one, and what they say, and especially the body language. When Gary starts with his our indebtedness and what will we do, the eyes glaze over in two of the council ladies. And Carl, having them on, that's fine. They say anything in the hours on their program. But it would be contrary because their consistency is we'll just keep spending and let it the future take care of itself somehow. But right now, we will grant this amount of money, this kind of expenditure, etc., knowing full well. I'm not sure they know full well that the city can't afford that. It can afford it this week, but how do you pay for it in months or years down the road? They will have no answer. And I really appreciate Councilman Cadd and Jones is really trying to protect the taxpayers. And we, the taxpayers, must put another conservative member and keep the conservative members on the council that we have and add another one so there is a majority, or City of Reading will be ringing the bell because we are on the path to becoming the City of Bell, and that's bankruptcy.
Okay. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about. I wanted to hit that before we took a break here, was that this, you know, we're not the only city in this, it has this problem. You can watch the cities that are going bankrupt around Stockton and many others, but there's very few towns or cities in the state of California that is not facing the same unfunded liability problem that we are. And in fact, the state of California is $300 billion in the hole on funded liabilities. And I've heard that number has been doubled in a couple other places that, you know, when you get other numbers in there, I mean, the whole state and all the towns are in this is going to be an interesting couple of years to see how we're going to start digging ourselves out of here, Gary.
Well, Redding, both Garys. And the state's charge card is way maxed out. And the individual, if your charge cards, and that's how you live, billing date to billing date from on your charge card, and keep maxing it out, eventually. Close all your eyes and roll the eyes, but eventually it'll have to be paid somehow.
Uh-huh. You know, Gary, I know Mr. Starman's going to cringe when I say this, that he and I have spoke to this issue that the bond debt indebtedness of the city, I equate that to credit card debt. And the reason I do that, it just shows how easily we can use our credit cards in the private sector in our individual lives. Well, it's somewhat the same thing with the city. All I have to do is go out and buy a loan and we're off with the bond again. And we're getting probably pretty close to $700 million bond indebtedness between the pensions and bond and debt and everything else is piling up on it. And somewhere along the line, it's just like you say, we got to stop this.
Yeah. You know, one thing, you know, maybe we should start treating the budget as a debit card instead of a credit card. In other words, you can't buy it unless there's money there. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call. We got to take a break.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
You bet. Bye. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Gary a CAD Reading City Councilman is my guest. We'll have Rick Bassetti on next week. We're going to have all the city council, you know, members on, to talk about their viewpoints, because they're all different. And, you know, one of our people in the chat room, do you want consistency with a politician always voting the same way? Both sides have great ideas. We need to use both sides. So I think that the big thing is being able to listen to both sides. And that was a good comment there, Middle, who's in here. And taxpayer, I understand, taxpayer mom, you're right in your comments. And, you know, that things have changed somewhat. So we need to, you know, the people need to get involved. This is an election year. If you don't get involved and somebody gets elected that you, you know, that you think, well, they shouldn't have gotten elected. Well, and if you weren't involved in trying to make a decision there or helping people, well, then, you know, take a look in the mirror. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WinRiver.com.
Our luxury hotel awaits your arrival. Find out why it just got better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino's new hotel is now open. Enjoy three stories with 84 deluxe rooms, luxury suites, gym, pool, arcade, and gift shop. Northern California's all-in-one luxurious destination, offering you the maximum gaming experience, dining pleasure, top-notch entertainment, and much more. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away. Reserve your room now at 1-800-280-UIN. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. It just got better on the river.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard and his associates there got anything you could possibly want in jewelry. Loose stones, Native American jewelry. Diamonds from Israel with a straight, you know, they got a conduit there. And the only watchmaker, or watch repair man in town works there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Remember, Valentine's Day is a-coming. My guest is Gary Cadd. And we've been talking about, gosh, unfunded liabilities, land sales, everything, you know, about how things work in unions, the whole shooting match. Thanks for staying on with me today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you.
I think, and you're going to be on Dan Fagan's show today, I think, too. I got to call Dan and see, you know, what he's got going today.
If you'd like for me to be, yes.
Yeah. Thanks to our chat room. Chat room, middle, see, artist, taxpayer, mom, Kylie, you know, Angel, always, Joe, Sonny, everybody, a bunch of people in here. And I appreciate it. This is a good conversation going today in the chat room. And this is the kind of things that you all need to see on the city council, is that the people do care. The people are aware of what's going on and they need to be involved in this. They have to let you know. And they don't have to let you know by calling you names or accusing you of things, or using it as a platform to say they're going throwing their hat in the ring for Congress. As
someone mentioned.
Ms. Lucero did. Okay. Did she say that last night?
I believe she did.
She's going to, is running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Last thoughts here. We got like a minute.
Well, it's just that folks, I'd like to leave you with this. We've been talking about the pension problems before the city, and I've mentioned that there needs to be a conversation. I have before me here a two-page document that I put together some time ago about this pension issue, and I would like to get this out into the public. I'd like to have more people looking at it. What I would like to do is
put it on our website.
Can do that. Here's a copy right here.
Why don't you give it to us and we'll scan it in and put it on a website so you can see what's going on.
And if you have questions, you folks know how to get a hold of me.
What's the number? Real quick, we're getting ready to leave here. So the number?
Well, my home phone number.
Well, I mean, whatever number you want them to call.
My cell phone's 530-945-5889. And you can give me a call. And if you want me to come meet with your group or with individually or whatever you want, but we need to have a conversation on these issues. The folks in the city, I just talked with a gentleman the other day that had no idea about this $200 million.
Well, it's you know what? That's why we have to kind of keep beating the drum for everybody to know it. Okay. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We're going to have, like I said, Rick Bassetti will be on next week. The chief of police for Reading will be on tomorrow, and we'll have Mark Beecham on Friday. Hey, everybody have a great hump day today, and what? I can say that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Join the fight, my friends. We'll be back tomorrow.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Here comes relief. Relief from the record-breaking cold that sent the mercury plunging across the Midwest, the South, and the East.
It's going to first start out across the Southern Plains where we're already seeing return flow coming from the Western Gulf. Temperatures there have warmed considerably since yesterday. And we're going to see that warmer air gradually spread eastward.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan in western New York. It's not only the cold. There's at least a foot and a half of snow on the ground in Buffalo. Even more south of the city, lake effect snow. Government meteorologist Tony Answeeney says it's been tough to get around.
The heavy snow combined with the strong winds creating reduced visibilities and blizzard conditions at times, and that did cause the New York State Thruway to close from the Pennsylvania state line all the way through Buffalo over into the Rochester area.
I-90 is open again, but watch out for snow and ice. President